Today's Daf Shavua Shir and Shalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Basisrael Silver, Olah HaSholem. It begins in the Ozer Hadar edition on Daf Tzadik Amid Beis, nine lines from the bottom of the Yomid, with the fourth word on the line, Vekama. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Samach He Amid Beis. Begins Gemara, Vekama, Gesham, Yerdu V'yehe Ben Kedei Reviyah. Let us begin with a brief Hagdama from the last shiur that we gave. We learned on Amud Aleph that the Gemara tells us in Masechta Tainis that there are three periods of rainfall, mainly in the month of Mar Cheshvan, and the Gemara gave different measurements, different shiurim for the Revi'a Shni and the Revi'a Shlishis, but the Revi'a Rishona, all opinions agreed that the shiur is Kedei Revi'a. The Gemara here is asking, Kama Gshamim Yerdu V'yehe Ben Kedei Revi'a. What is exactly that shiur of Kedei Revi'a? What the word Revi'a means, we will see more about this on the next Amid, Daf Tzadik Aleph Amid Aleph. Basically, it means when the rain impregnates the earth, when it goes into the earth. And here everybody said there's a shear of Kedei Revi'a. The Gemara is asking, how much exactly is that shear? And we learned in the last daf that it's nageya to two inyanim. One is to make the bracha on rain of Atoyev Ametiv. How much has to rain? What is the shear Kedei Revi'a to make that bracha? And also, if they were fasting because there was a lack of rain, how much rain has to fall that they can stop the fasting because their tfilos and their tanesim have been answered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Gemara answers, and we're going to first read it the way we have the girsa. The answer is, Molei kli machzik shloisha tvachim. Divri Rameir. Rameir Shita is that it has to be the depth of a keli that holds three tvachim. That amount of rain has to go into the earth, and that's what's called Kedei Revi'a. The girsa of the chredim, Kemolei kli machrisha shloisha tvachim. He takes out the word machzik shloisha tvachim, and he puts in like a plow that the blade of the plow can go into the earth three tvachim. Let us see first the chredim before, around six, 7 lines before it gets wide. Divrei Amasal v'kamig sham yer du v'yehe, says the chredim, shekvar hoya pashat aleim, it was very pashat to the Gemara, delavorach hakshamim b'tchila tzorach sheyehe b'em kedei revi'a, that in order to make a bracha in the beginning on the coming of rain, there has to be a kedei revi'a, kedar malil rabbi yachanim, v'kula marah b'pshitusa. That was a simple thing, there was no argument, there was no machlaikas, everybody held one sheet of kedei revi'a. V'shoyel ata, now the Gemara is asking, going back on what we learned on Amud Aleph, kamo yerdu, exactly how much is Kedei Revi'a? Now, what is the answer? We learned shloisha tvachim. Now we have the shita going back to the Gemara, the first wide line. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda seems to be arguing on Rabbi Meir, but in fact, in the Rosh Cirillo, in the bottom, in the left-hand column, Divri Amasal Kli Machrisha, says the Rosh Cirillo, five lines from the bottom on the left-hand column, V'nira li, the Rabbi Yehuda bo lefarish divrei Rav Meir. I believe that Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing on Rav Meir, but yet he is being mefarish Rav Meir. What does Rabbi Yehuda say to be mefarish Rav Meir? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, back to the Gemara, B'tchila tefach. Again, we're going to read it the way we have the text in our Gemara, and then we will see that the Chredim has a different girsa in our Gemara. B'tchila tefach. At first, it is a tefach. In other words, when the ground, as we'll see in the Chredim, when the ground is hard, then all that is required is a tefach. This is what Rav Meir meant with shloisha tvachim. In the beginning, when the ground is dry and hard, one tefach is enough. Ubishnia, if already the ground is softer, it's medium, then you need shnei tvachim. Ubishlishis, if the ground is totally saturated with rain, it's like a swamp, So then, Shloisha Tvachim, that's what Rav Meir meant. Kli, Machresha, Shal Shloisha Tvachim, he meant in a ground that is very saturated with rain. And so, according to Rosh Terilo, Rabbi Yehuda is being mefarish and not arguing on Rav Meir. Says the Charedim in Divrei HaMaskil, Kimoli Kli Machresha, Shal Shloisha Tvachim, which is five lines from the bottom, in the wide lines, in the left-hand column, Kimoli Kli Machresha, Shal Shloisha Tvachim, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, and now we see the girsa of the Charedim, different than our Gemara. Big kosher, if the ground is very hard and dry, then it's enough a tefach. Ubebein in this, if it's in the medium, in the middle, then tefachayim, then you need two tvachim. Uvesveya, and if the ground is very saturated with rain, Shloisha Tvachim, Upirish Rashi, Machrishi Yeredes Ba'oimikor at Shloisha Tvachim, the plowshare is going with its blade into the ground three Tvachim. So when is that? That we're going to come out, that's only by Sveya, when it's saturated with rain. However, Bekosha continues the Kharim Tefach. Bekarkisha he Kosha, Im Yordin Besoicha Hagshamim Tefach Mavsik Menatainis. As we said, it's already Negea, this halacha. When do you stop the tainus? When do we say Hashem has answered our tefillas and our tanesim asking for rain? It's enough a tefach in hard ground. Uvisveya, the other extreme. He skips here to Beinonis in the middle, which is Tavchayim, and he goes to Sveya. Be'eretz Sveya miluchleches ke'ein mokim. I got him in a place where there are swamps, where it's full of saturated ground of water. Shloisha Tvachim. So there, you need more rain, because the ground is already saturated, it doesn't have to pierce hard, dry land. Therefore, there it's a crown of Shlosh Tvachim. So according to the Rosh Cirillo, Rabbi Yehuda's Mefarsh Rav Meir, when he said three Tvachim, was speaking about in a land which is Sveya. Continues the Gemara, Tani, Reb Shimon Elozer, Oymer, we learned in a Baraisa. Reb Shimon Elozer says, Ein l'cha tefach yerd m'malo, there is no tefach of rain that comes down from the heavens, she'ein ho'aretz mali k'negdei shnei tvachim, that the earth does not bring up from the lower recesses of water in the ground, two tvachim, in other words, two tvachim from the ground of water, rise up to greet the water that is coming down in the rain from the heavens. My time. And what is the source for this phenomena? Tahoim, el tahoim, kairei lekosin arecho. The deep to the deep calls out and greets the sound that is coming from the water channel, says the Charedim, two lines from the bottom, left-hand column, Tohoyim el Tohoyim koyre lekotzin arecha, Tohoyim el Tohoyim trei, here the depths to the depths are two, lekotzin arecha aboyim l'mala, to the sound of the water channel that is coming from on top, from the heavens, explains the Charedim, k'neged kol tzinor v'tzinor, facing, opposite, each water channel, tahoim el tahoim, one depth to the other depth, which are two, kairei, it is greeting lechaveroi, umal and mayim kenegdoi. It calls out, one tahoim calls out to its other chaver, the other tahoim, and they raise up to greet the water that is coming down from the water channel from above. David HaMelech actually is speaking about his own tzoris that he went through in his life, and he compares the tzoris to the depths of tragedy. One followed the other. There was no respite. That is what David HaMelech, the literal pshat in the pasuk, but the Gemara here learns that it's speaking about the rain. The depths, in plural, are greeting the water channel that is coming from above. And therefore, Rav Shimon ben Elazar extrapolates from this pshat in the pasuk that for every one tefach coming down, there are two tefachim from the depths that raise themselves up from the ground to meet that one tefach that's coming down from the heavens. Continues the Gemara, and the Gemara now is going to start getting into the inyan that we call the rain revio, which is a lashon of tashmish, of the rain impregnating the earth. V'yom Reb Levi, Mayim Helyonim, the upper waters that come from heaven, they are compared to Zechorim, to the male. V'hatachzoinim, and the lower waters, which really refers to the earth which contains the lower waters, they are represented by nekevos, females. Matam, what is the source for comparing the Mayim Elyonim to Zecharim and the Tachtonim to Nekevos? This is a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perik Memhei, pasuk Ches. And we will first read the entire pasuk. Herifu Shamayim Mimal, the skies will shower from above. Ushchakim Yizlu Tzedek, and the heavens will rain down righteousness. And here's where the Gemara begins here to explain our pasuk. Tiftach Eretz, the earth will open up, says the Gemara, to explain this part of the pasuk. Kinekeva hazoi shehi poiseches lifnei hazocher, like this nekeva that opens her makam tashmish up in front of the zocher. And then the pasuk continues in Yeshaya. Vayifru yesha, and will bear the fruit of salvation. Zu period verivia. This refers to peruvu, to being fruitful and to multiplying through an act of tashmish, an act of bia. And then the pasuk in Yeshaya continues. Utstaka tatzmiach yachad, and tztaka will sprout together. What does this refer to? Says the Gemara. Zu yuridus hagshamim. This is the rain coming down. And then the pasuk concludes, the word ki is not found in the pasuk, that's why it's in parentheses here, Ani Hashem Barosiv. That's the end of the pasuk. I Hashem created rain. Lekach Barasiya. Why did I create the rain? Letikunoi uli yeshuvoi shaloilam, for the welfare and betterment of the earth. But what do we see from this pasuk? That the entire act of rain coming down and penetrating into the ground is compared to the act of tashmis of a zacher who impregnates the nekeva. As we will see the same idea in the following brisa at the beginning of the next daf Tzadik Aleph, Amid Aleph. Rav Acha Tana Lo, b'shem Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Acha learned in a brisa. He taught this in a brisa in the name of Shimon Gamliel. V'lama nikra shma revia. This is what he taught in the brisa. Why is the act of rain, when it penetrates the ground, referred to as revia, which is a lashon of tashmish between a zocher and a nekeva? Shehi roiva says, or it's because the rain causes the earth to become impregnated, just like a nekeva becomes mu'uberes, impregnated from a zocher. That's why the act of rainfall is referred to as a revia, which is a lashon of tashmish. Continues the Gemara. Since we have learned before how deep water penetrates, one tefach, two tefachim, three tefachim, the Gemara now is going to discuss other plants that penetrate the ground. How far do they penetrate? Rabbi Chanina bar Yaakov b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, he said that shor shechita, the roots of wheat, boikin baretz, they penetrate down into the ground, chamishim amma, 50 amas. Shor sheteina, rachim, the roots of soft dates, of the date palm, boikin betzur, they break through even a rock. If we look in the Pnei Moshe, the top line in the left-hand column, Hemes Chalchel and Uboikin afilu bekarka kosha kitzur. So the Pnei Moshe learns that when it says here the soft, pliable roots of the date palm break through even rock, it doesn't mean rock itself, it means ground that is hard like a rock. However, if we look in the Marav Fulda, in the seventh line in the right-hand column, Batsur, says the Marav Fulda, Basela. According to Marav Fulda, these stalks actually penetrate rock itself. They find small, tiny holes and crevices, even in a rock, and these soft, tender shoots are able to penetrate, according to the Marav Fulda, the rock itself, whereas the Pnei Moshe says, Kasha Kitzur, in ground that is hard like a rock. Continues the Gemara. Tani, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, a brisa was taught that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elazar said, Ein ha'aretz shoyseh lefi chisuma. The earth does not drink up the water only according to its hardness. In other words, if the earth is very hard, the water is not able to penetrate deep down. In Cain, if so, asked the Yerushalmi, Mayasu shor shecharov, what should the carob tree do when its roots go very deep and the water is not going through the ground to the depths of the carob tree? How does it survive? Yet we see it does survive. Uma mayasu shor shikma. What about the sycamore tree? The roots also go very deep down. How are they sustained? How do we see that they do flourish if the water is not able to penetrate? Amar Rab Chanina, so Rab Chanina responded, Achas l'shleishim yoyim, once every 30 days. Tohoim oilu mashkoi soy. What Hashem does is He lifts up the waters in the depths, and that water, Einachanami, the rainwater, does not penetrate so deep to nurture these plants. However, the tohoim, the water of the depths, come up, and they are mashka, the deep roots of the carob and the sycamore trees. Umatama, what is the source for this? Ani Hashem, the pasuk says, I Hashem, noitzer, I guard these plants, lirago, and periodically, ashkena, I will give it rain, I will give it water. How? Because the depths will rise up to give water and nurture these plants that they flourish. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain to us different cases when we say the bracha of atoiv ametiv that was mentioned in the Mishnah. Tani Taman, we learned in a brice over there, ro azul bol oilam, if he saw that the world is full of inexpensive goods, or v'soiva bol oilam, a time of plenty is coming into the world, or nor maspig l'medino, a river is providing the needs of a country, oimer baruch atoiv ametiv. Blessed is Hashem who's good and He does good to others, explains the Pnei Moshe. Divrei Maschil, Ro Zul Bol Oilam Vechulu, going on all these cases. Why does he say Hatoiva Meitiv in the left hand column, approximately 10 lines down? Mipnei Shein Toiva Loi Ulechol Oilam. It's a Toiva for himself and for the rest of the world. And that's why he says Hatoi for himself, Vahameitiv, that Hashem is good to others as well. Continues the Gemara. Amru Loi Meis Aviv, if they told him your father has died, he got this terrible Besura. Oimer Baruch Dina Emes. He has to say, blessed is Hashem, the faithful judge. If not only did he hear that his father died, but he heard that his father left him over a Yerusha, so besides saying first the Baruch of Baruch Dayan Emes, Omer, he says, Baruch HaToiva Meitiv, says the Pnei Moshe, right before the Mishnah in the left-hand column, Meis Vayrishay, Omer Gamken, he also says, Baruch HaToiva Meitiv, Im Yesh Oid Yairish Yairish Imoy. There are some who argue on this, but definitely according to the Pnei Moshe, if he also has brothers who are sharing in this Yerusha, he says, HaToiva Meitiv. Others say that he would say it even if he doesn't have brothers. But the way the simple mahalach in this sugya is that it's only when he has other yorshim, but if he doesn't have other yorshim, he himself's the only yoresh, then he would say shechiyanu. If he has other yorshim, then he says, Hashem is good to me as well as hametiv, he's metiv to my other brothers who are yarshining at the same time. Of course, in his heart, he doesn't want that this should come about because of his father's death. He would rather, of course, that his father did not die. He doesn't have joy at this, but the fact is he's making a bracha because he is benefiting, and for that benefit, he is thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam together with his brothers by saying, HaToiv V'Hametiv. Continues the next Mishnah, Halacha Gimel. Begins the Mishnah, Bona Bayis Chadosh, if someone built a new house, or Vekonakel Chadoshim, or he bought new clothing, or new vessels. Oimer Borosh, Egiyonu Lazman Azeh, blessed Hashem, that He allowed us to reach this time. This is the Nusach that Yerushalmi has. Our Nusach, of course, is Baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech olam shehechiyanu v'kimanu v'hiyanu lazman hazeh, that he allowed us to live and he sustained us and he enabled us to reach this moment. The Charedim and the Pnei Moshe, they both say, let's look at the Charedim, Pirish HaRav Rabbeinu Avadya, he quotes, as he usually does, from the Rav Mibar Tanura, Rabbeinu Avadya, Bein Sheyesh Leki Yitzabahen, whether he has similar clothing already, Bein Sheyesh Leki Yitzabahen, or they're totally different, new, he has never had this before, this type of clothing, either way, but if it's new now, Mevorach Shechiyanu, he makes the Bruch of Shechiyanu. Let us look in the Mechaber and the Mishabura, the Bir Halacha, the Sharetzion, for various Nagel Maisa Halachas concerning this Bracha of Shechiyanu. Begins the Mechaber in Simon Reish Chaf Gimel, Seif Gimel, Bon Abayis Chodesh Oikonik Helm Chadashim, which is our Mishnah, Afilah Hoyolik Yotze Be'elu Tchila, even if he had these types already, Oikonik V'chazavikonik, or he purchased it, he purchased one of these, then he purchased another one of these, Mevorech Al Kol Pam Shechiyanu, and each time that he purchases this item, he makes a Shechiyanu. V'lav dafek chadashim, they don't have to be brand new, dehu adin liyishanim, if they're old ones. Im heim chadashim loy, but for him, they are new. Shaloi hayu elu shaloi marim, he has never owned these before. V'loy amru chadashim, so what is meant by our Mishnah, says the Mechaber, which says konakel chadashim, it seems to mean brand new. If it doesn't have to be new, what's the lashon chadashim? Elo amru chadashim elo laafuke imachron v'chazav v'kanan. It means that he has never owned this specific item before. It's not that he owned it and then he sold it and he repurchased it. In that sense, it has to be new. If he owned it and sold it and repurchased it, he would not make a Shechiyanu. But if somebody else owned it and it's used, but for him it's new, he would make Shechiyanu. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Aleph, Bona v'hu adin im kana bayis. It doesn't, when our Mishnah and the Mechaber says Bona, it's lav dafka that he built it, hu adin if he bought a new house, which is new for him. It's a used house, but it's new for him. V'dafka kishabona kana latzmai. When does he make a Shechiyanu? We've seen this halacha before. It's only when it's for himself that he bought it. Avol miyesh leshutvis bigavo, but if he has partners, kol echot miyash shutvin mevorech atoiv ha-meitiv. Each one of the partners has to make the Baruch of HaTov HaMeitiv. He's good to me, and he's good to others, based on the Gemara. Va'al Kain, and now the Mishnah Berurah adds, Kahol, Shabanu, Oikonu, Beis HaKnesses. They built a brand new shul, or they purchased for this Kehillah a shul that had been previously used, but for them it's a new shul. Yam Oichlich Tzibber, Vivarch B'kol Ram, HaTov HaMeitiv, Oichlich Kulam Dendishlich Tzibber, says the bracha of Atoiva Meitiv, since it's Atoiva for everybody in the shul, therefore he makes the bracha, he's moitzi everybody by saying Atoiva Meitiv. The Bir Halacha, Divri Amaskel Bonabais Chodesh, tells us that that which the Gemara, the Mishnah here, and the Mechaber say that Bonabais Chodesh is, he's Mevorach Shechiyanu, says the Bir Halacha, Ein Belechem Chamud Yisrael Yerabba, De'im Yeshli Isha Uvanim, Havi Kimi Sheyesh LeShutvin Ba Umevorach HaToyv HaMeitiv. The Halach of Shechiyanu is only if he buys a house for himself, but if he's buying it for his wife and family, so then it's like Shutvim, and then he would make, not a Shechiyanu, he would make HaToyv HaMeitiv. On the Halach of Kelim Chadashim, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Gimel, Bein Malbushim, whether it's clothing, that's included in the word Kalim Chadashim, Ubein Kli Tashmish, Ushti of Achila, or it is dishes that he uses for food or furniture, Kiyotz Bezeh. The main criterion is Im Heim Dvorim Shaleva Adam Semech Behem. Ani Baroi Loi, Asher Baroi Loi, whatever makes a person joyful and happy, he's rejoicing. And Ani has a lower level of things that make him happy. And Asher, it takes much more it has to be much more expensive for him to have such joy. But whatever makes the person happy, he makes the Shehecheyanu. And therefore, the bracha of Shehecheyanu is a very subjective bracha. It's totally in how the person reacts. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah continues, Achein, imhu asher gadol, if he is a tremendously rich person, since it's subjective, and these items to him, a new car, a new house, they play no role. He's so used to them. He has so many houses, so many cars. It plays no significance to them, and he doesn't get joy. Since it's a subjective bracha, in this case, says the Mishnah Berurah, this rich man would not make a bracha. Continues the Mechaber in Sif Dalet. When does he make the bracha? Says the Mechaber, B'shas HaKinyan Yeshay Levarach. He has to make the bracha. If he's making it on garment, for example, he would make it at the time when he purchases it. Af al pisha dain lo nishtamish bam, even though he hasn't used it. She'ein abroch el al yedei simchas halev, shu samech bikin yosan. That since he has joy, so he has that joy not only when he wears it, but even when he buys it, and therefore he makes it at the time when he is buying it. In our times, many people who buy, for example, suits very regularly, or women who buy dresses very regularly and don't have such joy, they would not make Shehecheyanu. If they buy a chasna dress, they buy a beautiful coat, then in our affluent society, they would make Shehecheyanu. So it's all dependent on how a person feels. Now, the Mishnah Berurah there in Sif Katan Yud Zayin says, Dafkim Kana Begit Sheroyal Levoy Shetekev. When do we say that you make it at the time of Kinyan? That's when he's buying a garment that he could put on right away. It doesn't need any alterations. Avalim Kana Shum Dover Shein Royal Levoy Shay. If he bought anything that is not yet ready to be worn, or Lishtamish Boy Kamoishu, or for some reason he can't use this appliance, this Kaili, this piece of furniture as it is, Rakshat Sarach Litin Umilasakit, you have to give it over to a person who's an expert to fix it. Lo yivar shechiyano ad shah shel yilbash habegit or yishtamish b'hakli. So then he should not make a bracha when he buys it because he can't use it yet. Anything you can't use, you have to wait until it's usable and then you make the shechiyano. Now the Shartzian in this regard brings down in Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, Va'ayin b'chadusha Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger in his chadushim is mistapig. He has a doubt. Le'inyin ba'yish shaloi levorach at sheyikfa by mezuzah. Rabbi Kiva Eger's opinion is that you don't make the Shehecheyanu, for example, when he buys it at the time of the closing, because he can't live there yet. He has to put a mezuzah on. That's like buying a keli which is not yet ready to be used. V'chein le'inyin kelim shetzvichim tevila at sheyitbalem sheyu ru'uyin lishtamish ben. The same thing. What's the difference if there's something defective in the kli that has to be fixed by an expert, by an umen, or the mitzvah of tefilas kelim, or the mitzvah of kviyas mezuzah? You can't sleep in a house unless you have a mezuzah on the door. So that's not letting you use it right away. It doesn't matter. Rabbi Kiva Eger declares, has this shaila that perhaps you can't make the bracha right away when you purchase the house, but you have to wait till you put a mezuzah on and you can actually live there. We should point out that we find in the Sefer, the Zois HaBaracha, on page 168, that he quotes the opinion of Rav Yashiv Zitzal, that Bizmaneinu, when many or most of our houses are owned by the bank, and we pay a monthly mortgage, says Rav Yashiv, if the bank can make foreclosure if we don't make payments because we owe them money that we're unable to pay, then the bracha of Shehecheyanu should not be said. This was the opinion of Rav Yashiv. However, the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Yud Beis Simon Yutes says that Alpha Pikain, the minig of many, is even Bizmanenu, when you buy a house on a mortgage, there's still Hano, even though the bank has the ability to take it away from you, but still there is this tremendous Hano of buying a house, and therefore Shehecheyanu would be made, or in the case of someone who's buying a house for his wife and family, the bracha of Hatoiv Vahametiv. Continues the Mishnah, Mevorach alo Romeina Toivo. A person should make a bracha on the bad, even though it has a potential to turn into good. V'ala toiv v'mein or raw, and he should make a bracha on the good, even though it has a potential to turn to bad. In other words, the Rambam explains, a person always has to make a bracha by sheru sham. What is the matzav now? If it's bad, then you make baruch dynamis, even though it could turn around to be good. If it's good now, you make a tov ametiv, even though it could turn out to be bad in the future. Because the Rambam says, you don't reckon with the future. The future may not happen. It might, the bad may not turn out good, and the good may not turn out bad. You have to reckon with what you have in front of you right now. Let us see the charedim in the right-hand column, who is again quoting from Rabbi Avadja the Rav, Al Divri Amaschal Rav Meina Toivim, Mefarsh Gemara. The Bavli explains, Gagoyin Shetzofim Maim Al Arzei. There was water on his land, Vishoy Tefes Tavos Yishoshan Hazu, and it is drowning the two of this year. Valpi Sheravu Hamayim Pnei Adama, but since the water has gone very much on top of the ground, there's sediment that is put on because there's a lot of water over the rest of the field, and that makes the field rich, and it'll be very good in future years. But what is the matzav right now? Right now, this year's crops are lost. If it's raw that can turn in to Taivo, you have to make a bracha on what is now. Now it's raw, you make a bracha dynamis. Continues the Rav, which the Charedim is quoting, Allah Taiva main a rock going the Ashkach Metzia. He found the Metzia. Afagav the raw, he, even though eventually can turn out bad, the Shami Bo Malka, because if the government of the king hears about it, Choyftoi, Bemakis, Vyisurim, Vishakilamine, they're going to take it away from him and they're going to hit him and cause him Yisurim. Hashta miya toivi. Right this second, it's a toivi. He found a metzia. Umavorcha toivah meitav ad kan l'shani. This is the end of the quote of the Chredim from Rabbi Avadja Mibar Tanura. So a person always has to make a bracha on the matziv that it is right now. We don't reckon with what could be or will be because that might never turn out. And therefore, whatever the matziv is now, good toivah meitav, bad, you make the bracha of Dayan Ha'emes. Concludes the Mishnah, Vazoyek Lishover. A person is screaming in davening on a past occurrence. Hareza Tfilah Shav. This is a meaningless tefillah. It's a tefillah for nothing because he cannot change what already has happened. Kate said, the Mishnah now will give two examples of a tefillah Shav on the past. Hoysa Ishta Muberes. His wife was pregnant. Oymer, he's going to make a tefillah. Yehi Rotzen, maybe Hashem's will, Shatelid Ishti Zachar, that my wife should give birth to a Zachar. I'd like to have a bris. I have only girls. I want to have a boy. Harezu tefillah shav. This is a tefillah for nothing, in vain, because as the Charedim tells us in the name again of a Rav Rabbi Avadja, Hatzoyek Lisha Avar, Divri Amaschel, Pirish Rav Rabbi Avadja, Amispal, Amashik Varoya, a person who's davening on something that already took place. Either his wife is pregnant with a male or with a female. Harezu Tfilah Shav, continues the Charedim, Demai Dehava Hava, Ad Kan L'Shaynei. End of quote of the Rav Bar Tanura. Whatever has taken place has taken place. Your Tfilah will not change the gender of this child. And therefore, it is a Tfilah Shav. Continues the Mishnah with another example of Tfilah Shav. Hoyabo Baderech, a person was coming back from a trip. He's walking along. Rishama called Tzvachabir. He hears a scream in the city. Some misfortune has happened in somebody's house. Omar, he says, Yehi rots, may be Hashem's will, shaloi yebetach basi. That this screaming that I hear, which sounds like a tragedy, a misfortune has taken place, should not be coming out from my house. I raise it to the shav. This is a prayer that is uttered in vain, because again, as the Charedim quoted from the Rav, my dehava hava, your tefillah cannot undo what already has transpired, and therefore you're wasting your tefillah, which you should not do. It is a tefillah shav. Begins the Gemara on the Mishnah. Bana ba'is chadash. Ukana kenem chadashim. Amar Rav Chiya bar Bo. Loi soif davar chadashim. They don't actually have to be brand new, as we saw in the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. That's based on this Gemara that we're learning now. Ela filish chakim. Even if they were already worn. Ki ilu hem chadashim loi. They are considered to be new to him, even though it's a used garment, but he has never owned this before. He didn't sell it, as the Mechaber explained to us, and rebuy the same item. This item he has never worn before. So even though there has been a previously owned garment, and someone else wore it, but to him it's new, and on that he would make a Shechiyanu. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi b'shem Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Omar, he said the following, Kono, if he bought this item, Omer bar Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'kiyanu l'zman hazeh. Here we see in the Gemara the entire nusach of our bracha, not like the Mishnah which said Shehegiyanu l'zman hazeh, but the Gemara is reciting the entire nusach of Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'kiyanu l'zman hazeh. That's if he purchased it, nitin loy, but if it was given to him as a present, oimer baruch hatoiv ameitiv, then he makes the baruch of hatoiv ameitiv. And we have the same halacha from another source. Rabbah avud rabbah mori, b'shem rab acha, said the same thing. Kana oimer baruch shehegiyanu lazman hazeh, which is the same baruch that we mentioned before, shechiyanu v'kimanu v'kiyanu lazman hazeh, nitin loy oimer baruch hatoiv v'ameitiv. Now there's a machloikus here between the Beis Yosef and the Sma. The Beis Yosef says that if it was given to him as a present, he says hatoiv v'ameitiv, and he does not say shechiyanu. According to the Sma, he will say both brachas. Not only does he say for himself, for example, if it's for himself and his family, not only will he say the Shechiyanu for himself, but he'll make the Toivet Ametiv for his family. According to the Beis Yosef, you make either one or the other. Either it's a Shechiyanu that you make, or if you need to make a Toivet Ametiv, then you do not make Shechiyanu. Another issue that the Rishonim discuss in this Gemara is, if it's given to him as a present, how does he make a Toivet Ametiv? Hatoiv, I understand, he received this, but if he's the only one receiving it, not with a family, it's from our Gemara, it would seem that he makes Hatoiv Ametiv. The Gemara doesn't say it's only if he gets it with a partner or with his family. He himself, he gets a present, has to make Hatoiv Ametiv. Hatoiv, I understand, he's getting a present. What's the Metiv? So the Rosh answers that he's being Metiv to the Noisein, because if he's an Ani, then the Noisin has pleasure that he's supporting an Ani. Even if, let's say, he's an Oisher. So the Noisin also, the giver has pleasure that the Oisher took this present from him. He was able to be Mahane to help the Oisher enjoy this item. That's a pleasure for the giver as well. Ask the Vilna Gaon under Rosh's Pshat, so then the giver should also make a Toiv HaMeitiv. He's Meitiv, he's giving this thing either to the poor man or to the rich man. He's Meitiv. And on the other hand, HaToiv, I got pleasure from giving this to someone else. I got a good feeling of being a Nosein. So I should make a Toiv HaMeitiv. We don't find that. We only find that the recipient makes a Toiv HaMeitiv. The way the Rashba learns here, it's a machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Bavli holds that you make a Toiv HaMeitiv any time you share it with others. For example, a father was Nifter and there's a Yerusha, so all the brothers are sharing. So not only do you get it, that's Toiv for you, but it's also a Hatova, it's Meitiv to others. The brothers are getting it as well. That's according to the Bavli. The Yerushalmi's opinion is that you only say a Toiv HaMeitiv if you're getting it as a present. Someone gave you a gift, but let's say you have to pay for it, so then it's not considered hatoiv anymore. You had to pay money for it. So then you only say hatoiv ametiv if at the same time when you purchased it, it was purchased for other people as well. So then, since other people are getting hatovah from this, and you have a good feeling that you're being metiv to other people, so then when you spend the money, then you can make hatoiv ametiv. But if you're also including others. But if you spend money and you're not including others, according to the Rashba, you would not make a toiva meitiv. So there are here various shitas exactly when a person makes a toiv v'hameitiv. Continues the Gemara, lavash begodim. If he put on his clothing and the new clothing, Oimer Baruch Malbisharum, then he makes a bracha of Malbisharum that Hashem clothes the naked. The Mechaber in Simon Reish Chaf Gimel Seif Dalet at the end, after he says that a person should make the Shechiyanu when he purchases the item, if it's ready to be worn at that time, when he has the simcha of purchasing it, then on that, the Mechaber says at the end, U'keshiyil b'shem mevarech malbisharum. He made the bracha ready of Shechiyanu in the store when he purchased it. It didn't require any further alterations, so he could make the bracha right then. And then if he puts it on there in the store, he makes not only the Shechiyanu, but he also makes Malbisharum, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yitches, Hainu Kaidim Shechiyanu. Now he has two brachas to make if he puts it on in the store. One is Shechiyanu and one is Malbisharum. So first he makes Malbisharum and then he makes the Shechiyanu. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Avalim Laivisha Begachachos. He picks up the garment from the store, and he's going to wear it only in the morning the next day. So the Shechiyanu already he can make when he purchased it, even though he didn't wear it yet. He had simcha, he bought a new suit. And when does he make the Malbisharum? He'll make it in the morning. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yachol Latzeis Bebirchas Malbisharum, Mishem Mevarech Bebirchas HaShachar. The Chorinim say that anyway, every day in Birchas HaShachar, he says the Baruch of Malbisharum. So this, if he would have done it in the store, then he'd make both Baruchas saying Malbisharum first and Shechiyanu. But in a case where he buys it and he's only going to put it on tomorrow morning, so now in the store he makes the Shechiyanu, and tomorrow morning, Malbisharum, and he can already, doesn't have to make a new Baruch of Malbisharum. He already includes it and he has in mind when he's going to make the Bracha Malbisharum in the Birchas HaShachar that this will be Yotze, his Chiyuv of Malbisharumim on this new garment that he purchased. Continues the Gemara, Ha'isah Sukkah La'atzmoy. If a person makes a sukkah for himself, Oimer, he says, Baruch Hasher Kiddushonim B'mitzvayisu T'vonu La'asay Sukkah, that Hashem commanded us to make a sukkah. L'cherim, if he is making the sukkah for others, Lasis Lois Sukalishmoy, the bracha that he makes is that we are making for him, for the recipient, we are making for him a Sukalishmoy for him, for his usage, and this sukkah is being made for the person who's going to be Mekayim the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah in the sukkah. The Gemara will later bring other mitzvahs that are patterned in the same way, lulav, tefillin, tzitzis. There's a chilek in the nusach of a bracha if a person is making these items for himself or he's making these tashmishei mitzvah for someone else. The chiddush of this Yerushalmi is that we are dealing here with a hechsher mitzvah. There would seem not to be any mitzvah per se to build a sukkah. The mitzvah is leishiv basukkah. I have to build a sukkah so that I can fulfill the mitzvah of dwelling in a sukkah for 7 days. But why am I making a bracha on what is a hechsher mitzvah? This is the problem that the Mephorshim grapple with in our sugya, in the various mitzvahs that we are going to learn, which the prototype is sukkah. So the Bavli in Sukkah, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, paskins that there is no bracha on the asiya of a sukkah. It's only a hechsher mitzvah. And Chazal were only masakin a bracha on a maise mitzvah, leishev basukkah, al netilas lulav. But to create the arba minim, you don't make a bracha on what is a hechsher mitzvah. That's only a preparation to the actual mitzvah. Or another reason, not only because it's a hechsher mitzvah, but because, for example, a sukkah, a even avodah zarah could build the actual sukkah. Anything, says the Rosh, that a even avodah zarah could make the chefetz of the mitzvah, on that we do not say, asher kedishanu b'mitzvayso tzivanon. Therefore, there is no bracha made on a hechsher mitzvah. This is the opinion of the Bavli. The Yerushalmi, obviously over here, disagrees. Yerushalmi says there's a mitzvah of leishev basukah, as we're soon going to see, but there's also a mitzvah in making a bracha on the asi of the mitzvah. So there are those who say that, for example, by sukkahs, there is in the Torah a pasuk that shows us that there's a mitzvah to build the sukkah itself, because the pasuk says chag ha-sukkahs tasiloch shivas yom. You should make a sukkah for 7 days. What's the tasa? What are you making in the chag ha-sukkahs? You're making the sukkah. So they learn that it's a deraisa to make a sukkah, and therefore, of course, the bracha is appropriate. Asher kirishon soysu tzivanu lasoy sukkah. However, Rav Perlov, in his pirush on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he disagrees, and he says that even though you found this pasuk of tasaluch, that goes on the yontiv, but not on the etzem asiyas ha-mitzvah. And he says, look at all the other mitzvahs that we have over here. We have tefillin, we have tzitzis. We do not find anywhere that it is written that there's a mitzvah to make tefillin, to make tzitzis. Einachanami, you have to do it, because otherwise how can you put the tzitzis or tefillin on you? That's a hechsher mitzvah. And therefore, if Perlov says, it must be that we have to learn that all these mitzvahs, the Yerushalmi holds, their taka only a hechsher mitzvah, and the Yerushalmi holds, you make a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah. Halach l'maisa, we pasukim like the Bavli, that you do not make a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah. We'll see more about this when we turn to Amud Beis, and we will learn the Rosh Cirillo, who makes this distinction quite clearly. Let us continue in the Gemara. Nichnas leishiv bo, if the person is going into the sukkah, oimer baruch asher kedishanu b'mitzvayso leishiv basukkah, which is what we do. Now, says the Yerushalmi Achidish, Mishu mevarach leil yom tov rishon, once he made the bracha of leishiv basukkah on the first night of sukkahs, einoy tzarich levarach leoid. He doesn't have to make the bracha of leishiv basukkah anymore until the end of yontav. We'll soon see that lulav will be different. Lulav, every time you pick up the lulav, you have to make a separate bracha. What is the difference between sukkah and lulav? Says the Pnei Moshe, the last Pnei Moshe in the left-hand column on this amud, divrei maskel mishu hu mevarach leil leila yontav rishon ein tzarich levarach leil oid me'ata. The kivon deloy mifsiku leilos miyamim, since there is one continuous yontiv of sukkahs that a person is supposed to sit, dwell in the sukkah, there's no separation, there's no hefsik. It's like the 7 days of sukkahs are like one long day of sukkahs. They don't get interrupted. And that's why if you make a bracha leishiv basukkah at the beginning of sukkahs, that remains until the end of sukkahs. You don't have to make another bracha, according to the Yerushalmi. We paskin in the Bavli that even though Einachanami, there's no hefsek, because the chiyuv of leishiv basukkah is by yom uvalayla. But the fact is that we go out and we come back in, we ourselves make a hefsek. And therefore, each time you come into the sukkah and you are mekayim leishiv basukkah, you have to make another bracha. However, the Yerushalmi held that since the chiyuv is day and night without hefsek, one bracha is sufficient. But even according to the Yerushalmi, lulav is different. Continues the Pnei Moshe, avol belulav hoyil dein and night b'leilos ki b'yamim. Since there's an automatic hefsek, because at night we do not have netilas lulav. The mitzvah of lulav is only during the day, not like sukkah, which is day and night. So memeila kol yom v'yom a mitzvah banfei nafshiyu. Each day is a separate mitzvah, and that's why each time you're mekayim leishiv basukkah, you have to make a. Each time you're notel lulav, you have to make a separate bracha, and that brings us to the next din about lulav. Says the Yerushalmi, me'ato, as the Haredim points out, me'ato nilmud mebraises ulululuv. Once we've established these halachas by sukkah, we can compare it to lulav. And the only place there'll be enough gemina between sukkah and lulav will be, according to Yerushalmi, how many times you have to make the bracha. By sukkah, you make it once, the first night. You don't have to make it the rest of sukkah. There's no hefsek, as we explained from the Pnei Moshe. However, by lulav, you don't do it at night. There's a hefsek. You have to make a bracha every time that you shake the lulav. But for the other halachas, I can learn sukkah to be a prototype for other mitzvahs, and therefore I can learn lulav from sukkah. Meyat to hoist the lulav la'atzmoy legabi, that halacha of what the nusach is when you make a bruch on a hechsher mitzvah, the way the Mari Perlov learns that you do make a bruch on a hechsher mitzvah. The same thing as we had by sukkah. If you're making the lulav for somebody else, I'm making it for him that he'll be able to be yoytzer the mitzvah of dalad minim, the way I'm setting up his lulav, adasim, aravas, and esrik. Here's the only difference between sukkah and lulav. Oimer al natilas lulav. Every time you take it, since there's a hefsik, we don't take lulav at night. Therefore, every time you take the lulav and esrik, you have to make a bracha of alantilas luluf. And also, the first time you take it, vasher hechiyanu, that's a bracha of shechiyanu. Umevorach b'chol shav v'shashu nightly. Every time, not only the first time, but every time you're going to make the tilas luluf, you have to make a separate bracha because of the hefsek. Hoysim mezuzal atzmai, again, using sukkah as a prototype, we'll say the same thing. If you're making this mezuzah for yourself, oimer lasis mezuzah, you make the bracha of lasis mezuzah. La'acher, if you're making, you're writing a mezuzah for somebody else, you're a cipher, so you say la'asiz mezuzah lishmoy, that he can fulfill the mitzvah mezuzah. Kishu kaiva, when you put it up on the doorpost, oimer baruch asher kedisham soy svano al mitzvah mezuzah. Hoyse tefillin la'atzmai, again, using sukkah as a prototype, asher kedisham soy svano la'asiz tefillin. La'acher, you're doing it for somebody else, la'asiz tefillin lishmoy. Kishu loivesh, when he puts on the shel yad and the shel roish, oimer al mitzvah tefillin, he says one brach of al mitzvah tefillin. From this, Rishami would seem to be a riot to those Rishonim who learn that if you're not mafsik between the shel yad and the shel roish, you only make one bracha. The Yerushalmi here says al mitzvah tefillin. Others have a girsa here in the Yerushalmi, like we say the first bracha is al haniach tefillin or al hanachas tefillin. But be that as it may, it's only one bracha. So some Rishonim say, if you're not mafsik between the Shal Yad and Shal Roish, only one bracha. It's only if you're mafsik that you make two brachas. Other Rishonim learn no, and this Yerushalmi would be against those Rishonim. Other Rishonim learn that even if you're not mafsik, you always have to make two brachas, and the way we do it is on the Yad L'Niach Tfilin and on the Shal Roish Al Mitzvah Tfilin. If you make it for somebody else, v'chulu, it follows the same pattern as sukkah and all the other mitzvahs that we had on this amud. Nis atef, if he wrapped himself around with the talis, he says, as is our minig. Hatorim v'maiser, a person gives truma and maiser, oimer, baruch asher k'disham, soysvan l'hafrish truma. U'maiser, la'acher, if he's doing it for somebody else, he says, l'hafrish truma, u'maiser. As we turn to Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, Hamachasa, if a person machasa dam, for example, he's shechting a bird and he has to do kisi adam, oimer al kisi adam, he makes Hasher Kisham Soysivanu al kisi Hadam. Let us look for a moment at the Rosh Cirillo. This was the one that we referred to on Amud Aleph. Says the Rosh Cirillo in the right hand column at the bottom of the Amud. The first line, the Chol Hani Brachas. All the Brachas that we mentioned, the Ketani Hachin, are Sugya. The Bishas Asis HaMitzvah Mevorach La'atzmai V'chein La'cherim. And we gave a bracha for when you make the mitzvah yourself or when you're preparing the mitzvah for others. Damarin in the Bishas Asis HaSukkah Mevorach La'atzmai Sukkah. U'la'cherim, if you're making a sukkah for somebody else, this is before Yeshiva Leisha B'Sukkah. You're making the sukkah itself for somebody else. Mevorach La'atzmai Sukkah Lishmoy. V'chein Belulah. V'chein B'Tzitzis. D'loy Ge'elchasa. This is not how we paskin. We paskin like the Bavli in Mesech the Sukkah on Daf Mem Vav Amid Aleph, that you don't make a bracha for a hechsher mitzvah. The dafka b'shchita mevarach bein loy bein lachem. It's only by a mitzvah like shchita where you make a bracha for yourself or for others. The b'shas asiyasa higmar mitzvah. That when you're doing the mitzvah, that's the end of the mitzvah. It's not a hechsher mitzvah. V'chein b'mila or by mila. Avol hanach t'tani achi. The other ones that we've learned here, like tefillin and tzitzis and sukkah, the lav ba'asi osan. It's avida mitzvah. When you're making the mitzvah, you're not actually doing the mitzvah. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah. Ela hechsher mitzvah with the kavod. You're only preparing the mitzvah. Then loy mevorech, like the Bavli says. Then you don't make a bracha at all. V'gabi sukkah b'shasha dor bahu the kavod mitzvah. When are you encountering the mitzvah by sukkah? When you live there. U'mekame ochel mevorech. You don't make a bracha when you're making the sukkah itself. Just when you're living there. V'chein b'luluv. When are you mekame it? When you're noitel d'luluv. Not when you're preparing the four minim so that you can later be noitel luluv. You can do the nanuim with the luluv. But that's the mitzvah, but not when you're preparing the luluv. U'kiyotzvah. It's similar with the other mitzvahs that are not the mitzvah itself, but only a hechsher mitzvah, like tzitzis. V'ochim askinim v'perkat chelos, v'chein posuk ha-rif, v'chein posuk ha-rambam, v'perkat al-melchus brachos, v'perkat ul-vavro. Anyway, so that is the Rosh Cirillo, who says the Yisoy, that the machlokes here, Bavli Yerushalmi, and Psak Halachos, like the Bavli, you don't make a bracha on a hechsher mitzvah. Continues the Gemara, top line, Hamol. Now we go to the mitzvah of Mila. So the person, the Moyel, who's doing the Mila, not the father in this case, there's a separate Moyel. Tzorach Loimer, Baruch, Asher, Kedisham, Tzoyis, Tzvano, Al HaMila. Avia Ben, what does the father say? Oimer, Baruch, Asher, Kedisham, Tzoyis, Tzvano, Lachnisai, Bebrisei, Shel Avram, Avinu. The Meforshim ask that it would seem, clearly from our Gemara, that who makes the bracha first? The Moyel. Then, of course, right after he says the bracha of Asher Kisham Tzoyis Al Mila, he makes the Mila. And only then the father is making this bracha Asher Kisham Tzoyis Al Mila Rishal Avram Avinu. And we're going to learn a few lines further, we'll learn Mitzvah Shem the Sugya next week in this year, which we find in Pesachim of Zion and Mabez, that there's an Indian to make every bracha Oivra Lasiyosan. So the father here is doing it after the Mila. Because the Moyel, right after he says his bracha, he does the Mila. So as soon as the father starts, the Mila is already over. It takes a split second. So he's doing it after. You need Oivra Lasiyos. And you always have to make a bracha before the Maisa Mitzvah. So on this Kasha, there are many terutzim in. And we will give three terutzim that the Meforshim tell us. The first teretz is that this inyan of Oivra Lasiyosan is only when you yourself are doing the mitzvah. But here you're making a shliach, you're making the moil. He should do the mitzvah for you. So your bracha that you're making does not have to be Oivra Lasiyosan. Teretz number two. The bracha of Lachnisa B'Rishal Avram Avinu is not a birchas ha-mitzvah. It's a birchas shevach voidah. It's praising Hashem to thank him that he allowed your son to be brought into the covenant of Avram Avinu. That's a bircha shevach vaydoh. It's not a bircha mitzvah. The halach of Oivra Lasiyosan is only by a bircha mitzvah. The third answer is that einichanam, you're doing it after the mila, but you're doing it before the priya, where the membrane under the orla is pulled back and the atara is nizgala, it is revealed. So that hasn't happened yet. When you're making the bracha of lachnitza b'rishal avram, it's before the priya. And we know mol v'loy para ki loy mol. If you did the mila without the priya, it's as if you didn't do the mila. The mila consists of two skins that have to be removed. And therefore, it is still considered Oivra Lasiyosan. These are the terutzim that the Meforshim give on this kasha. Continues the Gemara. Ha'im Dimsham, those who are standing there at the time of the bris. And from here we have a raya that a person should not sit during the bris. And they base it on a pasuk in Melachim where it says, Vayamoy Kola Omber Bris. There was a bris being made there between Klal Yisrael and Hashem. And it says, Vayamoy, that Klal Yisrael stood. So we see by a bris, you have to stand. Ha'im dimsham, tzrich loimer, kishem shechnastoy lebris, kein tachnisehu, letoira ulechuppa. Just like you brought him into the bris, you should bring him into Torah and chuppa. There is an aleph here, which is the agoy sagra, who puts in the words, like we say, you should be machnesim, letoira ulechuppa, ulemasim toivim, which is actually the nusach of the Bavli in Shabbos daf, kufla mitzayin, amid beis. The Gra says that Yerushalmi holds the same way, not just Torah Chuppah, he adds the words Ulamasim Taivim. Hamavarech. Some say it has to be the Moil, but we paskin that anyone can make, whoever the father of the child is mechabed can make this bracha. Tzorach loimer, what does he do after the bris? What bracha does he say? He says, Baruch Asher Kiddush Yedid Mibetim, blesses Hashem, who made holy, who sanctified this beloved one, this child from the stomach of his mother, from the womb, v'choik b'she'erisom, and he made a law that there has to be bris mila b'she'eri in the flesh of this yedid, v'tzatzov, and the ones who are his generations that come after him, chasam b'ois bris kodesh, he made a sign on the flesh with this holy covenant, alkei b'schazois, in the reward of the for the parents who gave over their child, that this bris should be made on the flesh of their child. Kael chai, living God, chalkenu, our portion, you Hashem are our chelek, tzureinu, our creator, tzave, command, lahatzel yedidah she'erenu mishachas, that our beloved one, his flesh should be saved from destruction, that the bris chas v'sholem should not harm the child, he should be saved from any harm that could come to him because of the bris. Baruch atah Hashem, Kairis Habris, blessed are you Hashem, that you established this covenant between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, the Brisoi, Shel Avram, Avinu. May we be zoicha to attend many such simchas in Klal Yisrael, Ad Bias Goyal, B'meher V'yameinu.